This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a little business, grocery store, liquor store, and you're looking to get into the 21st century and having trouble with cashiers, try self-checkout. Just give Jeff or Mark a call. They'll come to your location. And if their system works as good as your system, you can get into it for as little as what you pay for a cash register. You can do everything remotely as well. Over 150 years service experience. If you're open, they're open. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That is Southwest Point of Sale. Also, send you a gear and axle if it's undercarriage. Steve can do it. 1488 Pioneer Road, two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel. Makes no difference. He can do it all. And last but not least, Black Forest Automotive. If you have a Porsche, Mini, or a BMW, and you're looking for good quality service, 40-plus years. And if you got the pedal, Black Forest will also put you on a racetrack. That's Black Forest Automotive. All right, kid, who you got?
Entertainment. Their dynamics is cracking me up. So today, we have our guests. They encourage empowerment, quality, diversity in the core values of speed, perseverance, and support. Yes, we have the founders of Go Fast Girls. We have one of the racers and the head of marketing. Please welcome Bear, Kristen, Shay, and Brandy, respectively.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
So, Go Fast Girls is what we have.
Go Fast Girls. Yes. So with that, let's talk to Bear.
All right, Bear. We're starting with
he's
you.
He's the only non-girl in the room, so I figured we'll beat on him. I mean, we'll talk with him first.
Get the elephant out of the room right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, might as well. So, Bear, what was the, who came up with this concept, and what is it?
Well, in all reality, I mean, like, we've always gone to the desert. I grew up off-road racing. Mm-hmm. My dad did off-road racing and everything else, and then so it kind of just correlated when we had daughters and everything else. It turned into going to the desert, going to the track, and whatnot. So that being said, I started calling my two, the younger ones, Go Fast Girls. So, and then somebody along the lines decided to say, hey, well, you know what? That might be a good idea. You should make a t-shirt of that.
Oh, I got a goodie bag, by the way, Dave.
Oh, very good.
I haven't looked at
That's
it yet.
That's right. There's a lot of goodies in there.
I can't wait. I was waiting to do it live, but continue. Sorry, I got all excited.
A couple here, a couple there. So anyways, long story short, we looked into it. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff promoting, you know, a female brand.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you have like Roxy, Quicksilver, you know, major sports surfing brands or sports brands and stuff like that. But actually, as far as motorsports and action apparel, there wasn't really anything out there for it. So I figured, okay, let's give this a shot. You know what? I can teach my daughters, you know, something about business, growing a brand, understanding money, being in front of people, get off your phone. You know what?
Great talking lesson, Dad.
Face to face.
I know. You're not arguing with me. I am right. I'll tell you how bad it is. I sell advertising. I go to your business every Friday and collect my check.
For the face-to-face, you're saying?
I do not take it in the mail. I will physically be there. And 9 times out of 10, I write the check, and all you have to do is sign it.
You know, you're right with not having many brands for the girls. I make my own. I wear a hat at work, and it says, Girls Heart Dirt. Girls Love Dirt. And it's a conversation starter. A lot of my students will look at it, and they're like, what's that? And I go, I love dirt, don't you? And sometimes other girls do.
But they don't know why you like dirt.
I let them know, and I always ask why they do.
Right.
Gardening was an answer once. I was surprised. Usually it's, we go to the desert, or I ride horses.
That does kind of make sense.
At one time, a girl's like, because I like gardening. I'm all, that works.
Yeah, you can buy that hat.
But you're right with the brand.
So do you specify any particular genre of racing, or do you cover it all?
We're a little bit different. We actually, if you look at like our family, we're here located in Southern California. So basically everything that's around here is motocross.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of, you know, dirt track, anything like that, NASCAR, this, that, and the other. We do all across the board. So we do surf, skate, snow, snowmobiling. We do barrel racing. Barrel racing is another big one that we're getting into as well.
BMX.
BMX is another big one.
Did we say golf?
Yeah, there's
golf. It hey, caught my eye when I saw it.
If somebody asks you, you're more than happy to entertain it, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. We're all across the board, and we welcome everybody that, has fuel, drive, ambition. I mean, like, if you're passionate about your sport, whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be associated with motorsports and action sports. Right. But if you're, we even had an ice skating.
Why not?
Roller derby
is another one.
Are you turnkey? Do you do the design?
Yeah, I come up with these all
from
weird.
The design to the product to out the door.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I looked up your website. It's beautiful. Listeners, look it up right now. Why don't you tell them specifically, Brandy, how to get there so they can look at it while they're listening?
GoFastGirls.com.
How tough
was very
that?
Easy. Yeah. GoFastGirls. But I was like, wing, wing. There's a lot of things, hats and shirts and, hoodies.
Well, and I think that's what you have, but I think if somebody was to come to you and says, look, I've got my son and I need some swag.
Actually, I actually started another brand because of that.
Yeah.
So it's called Fast and Fueled. But every time that we go to like NASCAR, Moto America, the Nationals, whatever it may be, most people are focused on so much on in regards to like the girl aspect.
Right.
And I have like, the shirts for the boys or the men, being supportive father, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't quite.
Girl stuff is,
Girl stuff's up here and guy stuff's is like, nah, not so much.
Because we're the most popular girl at the party.
Well, of course.
Well said, Brandy.
And you want to be dressed accordingly.
Absolutely.
And that's the important thing. So do you do short orders, small orders?
Yeah, we do.
See, here's the problem I got. I want to get some, I do 6 hours of radio, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'd kind of like to have a different shirt for each show. How stupid is that? But, for you, that'd be great because I'd write you a check. But when Brittany goes to the track, I'd like her to wear a Racer Radio t-shirt. But usually you go to talk to somebody, they want 20, 30 in 7 different sizes, and then it's into the thousands. So I think that even that small market could be very profitable if people knew it. Car clubs, people doing small events that don't need a whole lot of t-shirts and what have you.
I don't necessarily, we support our brand. I do our brand.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I don't screen print all of the other stuff.
Gotcha.
I don't make other people's stuff.
I outsource
all my stuff.
Gotcha.
But we are made in America here. But I can do that.
Well, I don't want to flood you.
No, don't. Let him focus on what he's doing. Well.
I got enough on my plate as it is.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And you have some athletes out there that are representing you, correct?
Brandy?
Yes.
Such as?
Sorry, I was looking at the line here. athletes' names. So we have Cadence. You want some of our racer names?
Yeah.
Sure.
How many do we have right now?
We have over 350.
Oh, okay. You don't need to name them all.
Yeah.
But they're in all genres of
sports. Correct. That's where I was taking us. Yeah.
I mean, we have motocross, off-road, dooning, track, trail, barrel racing, UTV, sport bike.
A lot of drag
surfing,
racers, too.
Yeah.
Roller derby. We've gotten really big into the jet skiing as of recent.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in this room that might get into jet skiing? Is there anyone?
Yeah.
Who?
Are you a jet skier? Who are you?
I'm Shay.
All right. And you're into jet skiing?
Yes.
Not only jet skiing.
Yeah.
What have you done? What do you ride?
I ride dirt bikes and I also have a simulator.
Do you like your simulator?
Yes, I love it.
I went to a Formula One simulator that was $500,000.
Mine is 20.
You just leave it.
No. Oh, she just can say it. Okay. But I had to go like 2 stories in the air to drive this silly thing.
Well, they'd put you in a sweat box. Did you see today's Formula One race?
Yeah. So, well, that's great. So, what are you? You just pretty much driving anything you can get your hands on?
Yeah.
If somebody says, here's the wheel, would you go?
Yes.
Yeah.
At 10 years old, she's saying this already. I love it.
Well, at least it's fun, huh?
It is.
What do you enjoy the most?
I don't know. I just love driving and like.
So you don't care what it is, just let me go.
Yeah.
Has dad got you in a go-kart yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, it was pretty fun, but most likely I like razors and like all that stuff.
You're going to do stand-up jet skiing, correct?
Yeah. Oh, that's old
school. That's your next.
That's old school, not the sit-down kind.
No, stand-up.
Stand-up. Did you go to K1 Speed when you went to go-kart?
Yes, I went there for my 10th birthday.
Ooh, yeah,
they threw me out. They said I thought eight wheels were better than four going into the turns. Well, because I use you as a bumper, right? I push you in the wall, and I take off, and I'm going to win, right?
Ooh, I'm looking at a shirt right near her now.
Are you changing the subject?
Well, no, because it's reminding me of Shay. Hold it wide, let it slide. It says on their shirt.
Now, see, now that's a great Barona shirt.
Yes.
All you'd have to do is put Barona right above that. Boy,
no, I'm just a girl.
Oh, that's right. It's yours.
I'm the girl.
That's actually our first ambassador, Cadence Collection.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
okay.
That's her tagline.
What does she do?
She does razors.
All
and,
right.
Like, UTVs.
Mm-hmm. I just bought a Honda Talon side-by-side, and everybody's going, because they think razors are better and Polaris and all that stuff. Well,
yeah.
I like my little Honda.
Yeah, it's fun.
Should we take a break?
Well, I think we need to.
Yes, dear.
It's not a matter of want. We have to.
Well, this is Racer Radio, FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Show off air is always better than on. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than Paul Dyke and the family. You can be part of the family too, whether it's new or used. You into construction, landscaper, need to get a custom Ford built on a cabin chassis? Well, they've got the number two department, if I'm not mistaken, in the U.S. They'll walk you through it from door handle to door handle. El Cajon Ford, right there at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to elcajonmotors.com. All right, we got a crew today, and Mr. Rose is taking the day off, and Brittany
I got
has
him covered.
News.
I do. Just a reminder to our listeners, we have two races left. That's it.
Did you just put that shirt on?
I did.
Let's just say,
what's it say, Dave?
Go fast, girls.
Yes, I love
Hold
it.
Hold it wide, let it slide.
Exactly, yes. We will.
That's great.
It's a good one. We will get back to them very soon. I just want to remind our listeners.
Yeah, tell me next time you're going to do that.
You know, I was sitting right in front of you when I did it.
I must have had, I thought I had a lapse.
Oh my gosh.
I thought Alzheimer's was kicking in
or
something.
I didn't go anywhere. Michelle, don't worry.
She's in a dog show anyway, so not to worry.
Okay, so next Saturday, October 14th, is the second to the last race. We also have the 28th, which will be the showdown, the spooky showdown.
But the next weekend, I don't think, is going to finalize any divisions.
Well, IMCA is already done.
Well, yeah.
But not Dwarfs.
Not Dwarfs.
And because the last race, the mains were canceled due to Mother
right.
Nature,
yeah.
I'm sure there's some people Ooh. With a little angst underneath them, yes. But
So are they going to have practice since we
I
got rained
it.
Out?
I doubt it. Not with just two races to go, and most of the divisions already wrapped up. I'm sure they're not going to have.
Okay.
But next week, IMCA Modifieds,
okay.
IMC Stock Car Street Stocks, IMCA Hobby Stocks, Pony Stocks, Pure Stocks, Dwarf Cars are racing. 37 will be there.
In the winner's circle.
That's what we're planning on. And then finally, the Mini Dwarfs and Junior Sprints, they are all racing next Saturday.
Yeah, well, they got to get warmed up for the spookies.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know where you were going with that. Well, if you're going back to practice. I didn't know if you were circling back to practice.
No. But they're going to want to get as much seat time because there's some serious money in the
Spooky Showdown. Yeah. And with that said, I just saw a post yesterday. They're still looking for sponsorships.
Yeah, I know.
So if you want to help out with that junior division, they are amazing. Nick Novak, you're doing a great job.
Right.
If you're interested in sponsoring that one night, the 28th of October, please contact Nick Novak. You can find him on Facebook easily.
Yeah,
his number's in some of the bath stalls too.
You can't miss him. He's big as a Volkswagen.
We love you, Nick. You're doing a great job. Mark, you're doing a great job. Even our guest knows you, Mark.
Yeah. There you go.
Great job. And shout out to Dirt Dude. His Steelers barely pulled it off.
Oh, did they really?
Today.
So he should be happy.
Yes.
With no voice.
Yes. So next Saturday, please come join us at Verona.
All right.
Go fast, girls.
Go fast, girls.
We're back. So, we have the founders in-house.
Yeah, so I want to go back to Shay.
Okay, Shay.
So
10-year-old Shay will drive or ride anything.
Pretty much.
I don't know, barrel racing?
Is that like on a horse?
Okay. Yeah.
Like on a horse?
Sorry to interrupt. I just had to throw that bomb out there. Okay, go ahead.
Too far to fall.
No.
No, and you won't bounce. And they don't let you wear helmets and driving suits and neck braces. Not on a horse.
No, I wear a helmet on a horse.
I think it's because it doesn't go fast enough for her.
Well, there now. Oh, now there is that.
Yeah.
Now, have you drag raced?
It's a lot of air.
Have you drag raced, Shay?
No. I've seen people like drag race, but
Jesus.
I have not.
How high off the ground did you get in that boat?
Listeners, we're looking at a picture of Shay with some serious
air.
What is
dude,
that? Your 65 you were talking about? What do you want?
That's my 65.
That's a 65 and you got it what?
Like, how much air is that, Dad?
Five, six. Yeah.
Eight.
Like eight. Wow.
I got two.
Did you get up there and say, now what do I do?
Did you keep your eyes open? You got a lot of questions here.
Yeah. I always like talk to myself when I'm riding. Do
you really?
So much fun. Yeah.
Oh.
How do you do with breathing?
She's not the only one.
You have a problem breathing?
No.
Because when I race go-karts, if I got in the front, I stopped breathing. I know. It's weird.
It's nerve-wracking.
I know. And I've had a lot of people tell me the same thing. So I was kind of, you don't seem like you get all that nervous.
She's reminding me of Charlie Carty, who is even keeled.
Yeah. And it's another kid your age, but he drives. They have a full-blown NASCAR division.
He just won again for
14-year-olds. And he just won again.
He's so mellow.
But he's like her.
Yeah,
okay.
Get my job done.
I like jumping 30 feet in here. I don't see a problem with it.
Technically, I don't really have that much fear, to be honest. Just my only fear is like jumping off cliffs.
Well, yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh,
yes.
You must know who Evel Knievel is. He made that fatal mistake.
Oh, jeez.
So what do you want to do? I mean, you're kind of like this. And I'm holding my hand out with five fingers because you're kind of trying all
tasting
kinds of different
everything.
Things. Have you made a decision or?
Yeah, 10 years old. Have you made a decision for the rest of your life?
Not
is that your question, Dave?
Or do you just wait for the next ride?
Just like, I want to get into NASCAR and like cars and all that stuff.
Okay.
Right. And like probably still ride dirt bikes.
They all do that, you know, the Jimmy Johnsons of the world, the Sheldon Creeds of the world. They you know, once it's just like dirt racing.
Yeah.
You know, once a dirt racer, always a dirt racer. I don't care who they are or how far up the ladder, you know, that they have gone. Where do you go to school?
I do actually homeschool.
Thank you. Right? I'm serious, dude. Yeah. Mom does it. Throw that over there. So We did a whole hour
on
homeschooling.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
With two mothers, three mothers.
A mom and her sister. I mean, they're sisters.
Yeah, but they both homeschooled, and it was so interesting. And I've been trying to get. I want to get the kids in, and see what the kids think of homeschooling, but they haven't come in yet.
Well, we actually found a super rad. It's called On Track School. And all of these kids in this school is homeschooled, but they all race, I mean, all kinds of, yeah. So
really?
The mom that started, the mom and the dad that started this online school, their son was ready to motocross. Uh-huh. And they were trying to figure out how to make that work with schedules, and that was the same with her.
Uh-huh.
And we found them through Moto for Kids, which is a series that she races.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Highly, cool. Highly. So you get Zoom in the morning, and then, yes, the parents teach, but they still do prom at Loretta Lynn's. They do graduation. They do. It's still engaged. It's amazing. That, highly recommended.
What do you mean they do Zoom in the morning?
So she's with her coaches in the morning for about an hour with online teaching with her entire class, and they go through all the studies, and then depending on your races, where you're at, where you're traveling, they give you the flexibility to get a week's worth of schooling done by Saturday. Yep. You should look them up. Oh, you would love all of the coaches.
I would appreciate it.
They're not so much called, well, they're teachers, but they call them coaches because they're coaching. Yeah, it's amazing.
So you need to give that information to Brittany.
Yes.
Well, if nothing else, I get them on air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get them on air.
Andrea's amazing. They're cool. It's super rad.
And do you like it, Shay?
I love it. It's just like so easy, and like you could like go everywhere. Like I can go everywhere now because like, at my public school, whenever we like went to like a race and stuff, like they always like yelled at us because
they frowned
I was missing.
At you.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the very few teachers that's like rad kick butt. You know, no matter what, if it's a baseball tournament to you know skiing or whatever, I'm like have fun.
Yeah, she is.
But
renegade.
I'm supposed to be like read chapters, you know. And I'm like, have fun.
And she's getting the real life experience.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
And you get to do what you want to do. And then, well, it makes reading, or it makes not reading, but it makes going to school much easier.
Yes.
With
a
this
lot
program.
More easier. Wow. Yeah.
You could be a spokesperson. Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously. Because, you know, you tell, ask a kid, they'll tell you the truth. Trust me. This one keeps putting them in front of me all the time.
Yes, the kids. The junior drivers.
And they tear me up.
So, you know, in doing research, I saw, is there some sort of correlation, do you think, between, like, empowerment and what we're wearing and fashion and all that sort of stuff? And I kind of told you on the side, like, I have my own little personal line, and when I feel it, I just kind of feel better, happier, stronger. Have you found that?
I think it's about community, right? So, just like I said, we, you know, when they pull up in this 42-foot trailer at an event that's, you know, typically the boys club, we're the most popular girl at the party, but now we've taken that from being, you know, at events with a small tent going into the large, you know, the large unit that we call, like I told you earlier, is called Big Girl.
The trailer. The big trailer is called Big Girl.
Yeah. So what we've now done is we've taken that into building an online community because during COVID it was hard to get out to events.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's actually where, you know, I came in to the picture here with these guys and we thought about how to grow this community online. And now we're up to, I think I said earlier, but we're over 350 ambassadors now.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And we have them everywhere from age three, maybe our youngest, to 70. And we're in all over the United States. Mm-hmm. We are in Netherlands, Australia. We are in New Zealand. Yeah, so we are all over the place. And we get a lot of racers from that are all female that are reaching out to us online.
And all female.
All female.
Is Shay getting recognized now? Are you getting recognized? Starting to get recognized?
A little bit.
Yeah. And you go into
Danny's.
It's
funny because she texted me last night. Or just in a text directly to me. She's like, how can you help me grow my own personal Instagram? I'm like, okay, girl, we got this.
Yeah. To be like, she's one of the go fast girls.
Yeah.
Well, it does, you know, it just takes due diligence and going down the right path. And I think that's awesome.
I think it's cool because, like, if you show up to a race and then you know there's another go fast girl. Because I feel like that even just with my B&B, if there's another, that's the chassis I race. And it's like, if there's another B&B even in my race, I just feel like a team.
Well,
or family.
We were just up at Sands Sports Super Show, and as I'm walking through
this
show,
I was just
going to
ask if you were up there. Yeah,
as I'm walking through this show, I'm passing all these females that are like, I got you, girl.
Yeah.
And they've got the gear on, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's exposure. You got to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
You got to go to all the shows, and you got to have a trailer like the big girl.
The big girl. Yeah, especially when you feel like you're the only one. And yeah, that helps.
You want to talk about road miles?
Are you the truck driver?
I am the truck driver, the logistic manager, the mechanic, you name it. But road miles, me and my wife and Shay, we're on the road consistently. Every weekend we're gone. As of right now, we've been gone already for the last three weekends. We had this weekend off, and then we're gone till the middle of December.
No kidding. Going to different shows?
NASCAR, this, that, the other.
Oh, yeah. So you'll go to the track and like park in the area where all the trailers are?
Oh, yeah.
Not the trailer trailers, the vendor trailers.
They only got me by 11 feet.
Listen, Dan.
Why does that sound like he's thinking of another
You know how you outdo him? You'll outdo him because Shay's going to back it in for you.
Yeah, she always does.
That's how you outdo.
That would blow.
That's how you get on your Instagram, right. Your little TikTok.
All right, young lady, you got to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, Paris Auto Speedway.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, if you haven't been, unbelievable track. 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. Check them out. Go to parisautospeedway.com. Check the schedule. You'll love it. Hey, we got Evan Sennett on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Just
living the dream. How are you doing? Been doing any racing lately?
No, we've been mostly in the garage. With this last race got canceled, unfortunately. We're getting the fairgrounds getting ready for the fair, which, you know, understandable, respectable. So they added this fair race that's coming up this coming Thursday. So it gave us a little more cushion to give the car a little more loving, get it ready, get it dialed in for us to go out there and hopefully put it on the box for them.
Well, and the cool thing about it is, if you go to the fair, you can go to the race. Once you bought a way into the fair, right?
Exactly. Kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. And what, how many, do you know how many different series they're going to be running Thursday night?
So Thursday night, it will be the street stocks and American factory stock.
Okay.
Then Friday will be the super stocks. And then Saturday, I believe it is Demo Derby, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, they could probably go to the website, and they can look and get the whole schedule.
That's correct, yes. Everything's on parisautospeedway.com.
Okay, parisautospeedway.com. All right, good. So are you ready to win Thursday? Because we have about a 96% win rate when people call in on Racer Radio. Then they race that following week. That's how many of a percentage that have won. Is that crazy?
Well, that's the luck that I am looking forward to, because, I mean, we've had a trying season this year for us. I mean, first race of the year, I ended up on the lid of my car, flipped it over on the front straight.
No.
So we ended up having a rough start to the season.
Yeah.
Then it was 3 weeks later, I had the car torn apart, put back together, and came out for the next race. We won, we won our heat race, and then in the main event, it just couldn't put it together. We ended up, you know, fourth and fifth, and that's been the story of my life all season, just fourth and fifth. I can't knock that third place and then chip it off.
It's called persistence. It'll come, and when it does, we'll be able to hear you down here.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. I mean, it's only my second season running in the car, so it's still fairly new to me. But I mean, I came from a long line of racers and drag racers and hot rods, street rods. That's my whole family. So racing's in my blood through and through. So I feel at home. That's my therapy is getting into the car and strapping.
I've said that several times.
We've got a 9-year-old young lady here that feels, or 10, that feels exactly the same way.
A 50-year-old.
Yeah. Put a steering wheel in front of her.
Therapy.
She just, I mean, her dad just showed me a picture of her on a motorcycle.
8 feet of air.
8 feet in the air, grinning from ear to ear.
There you go.
See?
She's allowed to get air. Now, it sounds like our guest here is getting air, too. Stop. Keep the rubber side down, would you, Evan?
No more air. You're done.
Just to clarify,
go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify if you're racing Thursday or Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. The Tech Sound Friday. Yeah. And who are we looking for?
Yeah, what's number,
your number and color for our fairgoers?
I am in a black, well, it's all black. It's a Dale Earnhardt Sr. Intimidator themed 3D car.
Oh my gosh, Dave's favorite.
Dude, you don't even get me started. That's my idol.
Trust me, it's been passed down to me through my grandfather. My grandfather was a tried and true Earnhardt fan, and
dude,
after he passed, it's just been, I've absorbed it, and I have so much Earnhardt stuff. It's ridiculous.
But you know what? And if that's the guy that you're, you know, going, you know, honoring yourself after, man, go for it. I think that is.
Are you emulating him though?
Well, I don't think he's emulating him because you don't. Only one person could do that, and that was Earnhardt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can try as hard as you want. Yeah. There's only one Earnhardt Sr.
Hey, look how many times Smoke tried to be Earnhardt and basically got his butt kicked. So he had to stop being the bad guy in the pits because it wasn't working. Earnhardt just had that flair that you just can't explain it. Now, you could build your own flair, but I think you're on the right track as long as you're having fun.
And that's what I do. I go out there. If anybody in the pits needs something, I'm there for you. I'm not one of those people that's going to hide, scour away, keep tools from you. If you need it, my trailer's open. It's yours. You need fuel, you can have fuel. You need water, coolant, Gatorade, whatever. I have it. It's yours.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the track, we're not friends. No way possible.
I was wondering if that's where that was going. I wasn't 100% sure, but I had a sneaky feeling. But you know what, though? That's your reputation, and that's how people will perceive you. And that's so important.
And I learned that the hard way, because being a new kid on the block, no one took me seriously until I went out and I won a heat race in my car. And then people were like, well, maybe this kid has something.
Yeah.
And we got to keep our eye on him. And it seems like I'm the one that everyone's gunning for recently. But I mean, hey, I'm all for it. I'm all about the competition. Makes the drive better. Yeah. Makes me challenge myself to find different lines and different areas of the track that I can pass or give a bump and run. You know, love doors. It's racing.
Yeah, come on. That's why they have bumpers.
A bump and run.
Exactly.
You know? So hopefully you have some sponsors, and you're more than welcome to tell us who they are, who helps get you to the track.
Oh, yes. No, I have a couple that are... Without them, this wouldn't be happening. First, I want to thank my wife and my family. Without them, none of this would be possible.
Right.
She puts up with me and my shenanigans. My 9 to 5, I come home, hang out with the family and the kids, get the kids down for bed, and then I'm out in the garage till 1, 2 in the morning, you know, working, tinkering on the car, waking up at 4:35 to do it all over again the next day. So she's the top of the pecking order of the sponsors, and then I got a... Firearms in Temecula. They just opened a spot in San Diego, actually. They came on board this season, and Jason there has helped me out tremendously.
What was the name of that? Because you kind of spaced out for a second.
Sorry, it's West Coast Firearms.
Okay.
They're in San Diego, and, well, they just opened their San Diego location, and they have a location in Temecula as well.
Excellent.
My boss, I should say, a good friend, and my boss, Kyle, our company called Inland Fleet Solutions, he was the one that started this whole street stock thing. He bought a car 2 years ago and let me wheel it one time, and I mean, it stuck like a fly on the wall. I got bit and I'm done. So big shout out to him. QTC Landscape and Construction, Sebastian's the man. He's helped me out. So if anybody needs landscaping, construction, concrete, he's your man. Brothers Towing, again, Pat at Brothers Towing, he's awesome. He's my fuel guy. He takes care of my fuel for the season, so I big thank you to him. Yeti Machine Company in Riverside, good friend of mine, jumped on board, helps out with parts. Luke's Transmissions, he takes care of my transmissions. Luke's well known in the street stocks and, you know, racing world here in Southern California, so big shout out to them. And you know, and my biggest thank yous to the fans, you know, they're the ones that make this happen, because without you guys coming out, we wouldn't be able to put on a show. Right. And without the show, we can't do any of this. So I'm one of those people that I push and I try and show, hey, come out to the event. I'll buy you tickets. Bring the family. Bring friends. Like, I want to show that racing's not this stigma that people are like, oh, it's just a bunch of hillbillies going round and round, which, I mean, granted, it's round and round, but it's not the whole hillbilly stigma. Right. There's a lot of money, a lot of pride, time, blood, sweat, and tears in these cars that I think it just gets swept under the rug under the stigma of just, oh, it's just dirt track racing.
Amen to that. Yep. I hear that at work.
And it starts at, like, 6 years old, and you can work your way up. And you get your kid into racing, you can end up with a you can end up with a straight A student in no time at all.
Exactly, and it's all about getting them out of the house. I mean, I have my son's he's 100% diagnosed autistic, so I have a special needs child, and cars is something that he loves.
I was gonna say,
I mean, walking and talking. The Cars movie came out, and I brought a race car home, and he loves it. And then I have a 2-year-old daughter she's my biggest fan. Every time I'm in the garage, dad, outside. So I'm like, come on, let's go. So it's all about getting the kids out of the house these days. So,
all right. Well, hey, bud, we got to go. How do people follow you around social media wise?
Social media, my Instagram is Evan Sennett 158, and then Facebook's Evan Sennett.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling in. We'll get this on podcast, and we'll send the show to Scott.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Good luck next week.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
That would be me.
The Answer. Oh no, you said it was in your head.
That's okay. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Anything you need with certified, he's got an in-house dyno. He can verify what he said he's done for you. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Specializes in go fast, circle, straight, makes no difference. Loves Mopar. He really likes.
Oh, really?
No, he really likes Ford. But I keep saying Mopar people too. It drives him crazy.
He's sure he appreciates that, David.
I'm sure he did. That's certifiedcarcares.net. Certifiedcarcares.net. All right. Now we're going to get a little boring. We're going to go marketing. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, yeah. But then I have some follow-up questions.
Well, do your follow-up, dear.
Oh, so I get started?
Yeah.
Two things that popped up on my radar.
First, who is she?
This is Go Fast Girls. We have the founders and head of marketing. I was going to call you chief of marketing, but I didn't see it.
And what's
no, actually, she's just the boss.
That's where it comes
really?
In.
Not your wife from interactions I've seen? Anywho,
oh, no, she's the first boss.
Yeah.
What's her name?
This is Brandy.
Okay, yes. Very good.
So I was wondering about repurposing gear. Is that something you guys
do? So, you know, when we're in this, I've been doing this with them for, three years now? And what we see is these young girls that are growing out of gear.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a need for providing a platform with our own community so that they could, buy, sell, trade whatever their gear, right? So whether it's their bikes or whether it's their... Bear's really good at this because I've made him say that about a million times. Yeah.
So he's rolling his eyes, listeners.
Yeah. So we provided a platform called gfgclassifieds.com, and it gives the ability. So it's free at the beginning. It's absolutely free to go ahead and list your items, whether it's your boots, whether it's your helmet, whatever it is you've grown out of. And we're always looking for ways for the our racers that are in our community to earn a profit.
Right.
So, you know, not everybody can get sponsored by the big guys.
Racing's not cheap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, especially when you know that they're going to outgrow it in a year or two, just to know that I have a way to kind of unload it on the next purpose and on the next racer.
Find
he's coming in, Brandy. Yeah. Yep.
But the other thing is, it's not just about like parts, and it's not just about like gear. I mean, like, it's cars, motorcycles, snowmobiles. I mean, like, anything that you actually race, ride, whatever. It's not just about like clothing or that you're something that you're growing out of. Okay, I'm growing out of a new motorcycle. Well, I'm basically trying to make, or we're basically trying to make, a GFG or a Craigslist classified for girls.
A central spot. I like that a lot.
I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, because, you know, it's, you know, hit and miss for classifieds right now. You know, it's really hit and miss.
Did you have something to say on that? Oh, I thought Shay was going to grab that mic and expand
on
this.
I thought so, too.
I was like, oh, Shay. So,
turn one.
And you said of girls, so I'm sorry, but I saw this. So, how are you guys associated with the Real Housewives? Sorry.
Real Housewives.
You can explain that one.
How is that?
It wasn't even through. No, they reached out to us.
Okay. Yeah. The Real Housewives of OC reached out to Go Fast Girls.
They did, because they were doing a motorcycle training. And obviously it's women.
Wait, the Housewives
were
doing
filming a motorcycle training, like street.
Oh, I hope they were sober.
Street, right?
We're not sure.
And
we can't confirm that.
They reached out to us for the long sleeve for clothing for them to wear. And of course, everything was hush hush, and who knows if it's going to air, who knows if it's not, blah, blah, blah. Well, it did. And we had a sign for them to be able to not, you know, duct tape it out or blur it out or whatever. So, we were on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Did you get a bump in business?
Maybe.
I would think you would. I don't know.
Wait, you're not allowed to say?
It was so fast, too. I mean, it was it was very brief.
Every little bit helps. Because the people that wore the gear, I'm sure, kept the gear.
Ideally.
Yeah, it's funny. I always tell restaurants, you know, where they sell their shirts. Mm-hmm. I go, what are you selling your shirts for?
Just advertise it. Yeah.
Give them to your best customers. Let them wear them around town. It's like a billboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never understood that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's why you got a shirt today. We brought her a shirt.
Woo woo!
And she'll wear it.
And a narrow koozie.
And she will. I'm sure she'll put her wine bottle in that.
Well, that leads into where we want to go with the brand.
All right. So, tell us.
I mean, we're looking to expand this, right? Mm-hmm. So this isn't something that we can, you know, the pace that we're running at right now isn't something that we can keep up for years and years and years.
Sure.
So we want to get into a position where we can actually franchise this out, where we can wholesale it. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, if anybody's out there that is hearing this right now and wants to have that opportunity, you can contact us, sales@gofastgirls.com. Mm-hmm. And we'd be willing to entertain any solutions with.
Well, and right you can give them the path. Because you've already been down the path.
Yes.
You've got all the pitfalls have been taken care of. Yeah. All the wrong turns have been taken care of. So it's kind of a...
Yeah.
And that's usually when a franchise comes together is when everything is right and it's seamless.
Mm-hmm. What would be who would be the perfect candidate? In my head, I'm thinking another proud father of his daughter. Who would be a good candidate to take over a franchiser?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it depends on where they live.
Yeah, I mean, there's tracks that want to carry these types of
tracks,
things, too.
Okay,
yeah,
tracks as well.
Yeah, so we'd love to get in. Bear would love to set his goals for, like, a Tilly's and that type of thing. So that's something that we would definitely love to have, you know, a very large brand.
But you'd rather have a franchise system so you don't have to drive from here to...
Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
Here, there, you and the big trailer.
Well, let's put it this way. There's only one of me, and I've already been approached by Ride Now, and... I've been stoving that off because it's just a whole nother.
That's a whole nother job.
Whole nother ball game, and we're still in the learning curve,
right?
You know, we haven't ironed out everything, and when you go into something like that, and dealing with corporate America, so to speak, that's a whole nother ball of wax that I need somebody else aside from me,
right?
That can take this to the next level.
I'm here. I'm feeling Shark Tank right now.
Shark Tank.
Why not Shark Tank?
Yeah.
That's how it seems like people come onto Shark Tank because they have a good product and they just.
But I get where you're coming from. I took over, me and a couple of buddies took over a t-shirt and die-cast collectible business. And one of the entrepreneurial ladies thought she had a good deal. She got a deal with Dodge. and they wanted us to print all of their shirts. You should see what you got to do to jump through the hoops to get Dot. And then you got to buy thousands up front. You know, you got to pay. And you're smart. Walk before you run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super nervous about even.
I would be too.
Stepping, because then all of a sudden you're building custom displays. They don't just want just the regular rigmarole. They want cool stuff.
We built one that wouldn't fit in the trailer to their specifications. And we're talking thousands of dollars, but it wouldn't fit in a 40-foot trailer.
That's huge.
You think? That's way huge. Because then we couldn't use it. We couldn't use it. And you couldn't chop it up and make it to their specs.
And that's like the other thing. It's like, okay, well, you get into one, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, we want it in the other. Well, right now it's like 52 stores, and they have like seven Harley-Davidson dealerships.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to start off with one, and then you have to mimic that throughout all that. So how do you replicate all that and make this work?
Yeah.
It's
a completely different animal.
Yeah.
And that's why there's not a lot of people in it.
Trust me, I'm scared of it.
Well, yeah. And I think you're smart.
Honest of you.
Well, when in doubt, don't. You know, I mean, because you're.
I thought it was when in doubt, gas it, Dave.
No.
That's what I was brought up to believe. Hey,
will you just take that shirt off? No. I think it's causing you
to go
to the track.
Hold it wide. Let it slide.
Are you ever going to take it off? Are you going to sleep in it tonight?
Yes, to put on the other one. That's when I'll take it off.
You know, you better not show
my kids are going to see the sticker every day.
You better not show your mother.
Because, Mom. Yeah, well.
There's a birthday present.
She might have needed the next size.
But that's okay, but that's a birthday present.
There we go.
For her. Because she'd love that shirt.
She's taller. She got jeans of like an adult. I'm the fun size for my whole life.
Yeah.
Fun size. Yeah. Round up to 5'3".
This marketing, I've got a couple minutes left. Anything we missed?
Yeah, I mean, we also, just to throw in there, we are open to collaborations and partnerships. Okay. So we are working with other brands as well.
Right.
So we feature them on our website.
Okay.
We do collaborations on our Instagram account, which, by the way, our Instagram account is one of our most popular platforms, and it's @GoFastGirls. So
@GoFastGirls.
Yes.
All right. And then if they have, if they're old, the phone number is?
If they're old fashioned,
yeah.
Is there a phone number?
That would be
his. Oh, right underneath Mark Rose's or Nick Novak's number.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it goes directly to my cell phone, which is the 1-800 number that's on there. So
let's stick with you.
I'm also customer service.
I wondered if that might be your job as well.
How about email? Yeah.
We could do sales@gofastgirls.com or marketing@gofastgirls.com.
And then if they have any questions, if they want you to come to a special event, things like that, that's the best thing to do. Just call.
That or, through our Instagram, they can send us a direct message, and we get a lot of those.
Yeah. No, I think it's great, and I'm glad to hear you're supporting females and other sports,
Yeah.
I'm looking at your website, and I've remembered seeing contact, so it's very easy. Just go to the website.
Yeah, she can do it. Yeah. Anybody can do it.
Thanks.
Think nothing of it.
I have a degree from UCSD,
In walnuts.
In biology and chemistry.
Yeah, it's walnuts.
No, I think of Evan's earlier saying.
Do you hear anything in your head?
Wrap-up music.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's very nice working with you today.
Ending with an insult.
It is not.
Go fast, girls.
Go fast, girls. Say it one more time.
Go fast, girls.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Oh, you got it.